Welcome to the Daily Energize podcast, where you'll get a jolt of energy and a quick tip to help you conquer your day. Now here's your host, the Prince of Positivity himself, Spencer Jones.
Hey Energizer, have you ever felt angry, frustrated, pissed off? Well, if you are, I think you're human. We get angry. It happens. It's part of this human experience. So, you know, if you have gotten angry, congrats, you're human. And I hate to break it to you, you might get angry again in the future, and most likely you will. Most likely you are going to get angry. And you know what? That's okay. It's okay, because it is part of this human experience. The tricky thing is, how do we handle it? How do we handle getting angry? Now, I know I've mentioned this in episodes of the past, but I used to have an anger issue. And I don't think I do anymore. I've really worked hard at getting rid of it. But I used to, and I used to fly off the handle really quickly, get extremely frustrated. I wouldn't get like physically mean or abusive or anything like that, at least not physically. Sadly, I've learned as of late or recent time that I used to take it out verbally, and I didn't realize I did it, so I apologize to everyone and anyone who has been on that end of the verbal abuse from me being angry and frustrated. It still blows my mind that I never thought of that or caught it before until it was brought to my attention. And so the verbal and the emotional part of that, I'm deeply sorry. I don't know what to say. But I do want to share that I've been there. I've been angry. I've been frustrated. And I lashed out at people. And that's not okay. But it's hard. In the moment, what do you do when you're angry? When you're frustrated? When life is pissing you off? What do you do? Well, for me, I do a couple things. One is I have some tools that help me in the moment of being angry. And then some that help me before I get angry. And then even after to a degree. So in the moment, if I catch myself feeling angry, and I'm sharing these in hopes that if you feel angry or frustrated, that you can use these to help dissolve that situation and just dissolve the anger. And so the first one is, go for a walk. Leave that environment, that thing that's causing the frustration, and go for a walk. Move my body. And move my body in a way that works for me. That has been one of my go-to biggest things. Not say anything, not do anything, just literally just stop and leave. Go for a walk. And in that walk, I could think, I could process, I could work through, I can let go. But just getting out of that situation is one of the biggest things. And then moving my body has really helped me. I could also, at times in the moment, do breath work. That's really helpful, just to breathe, because it stops my mind from racing and forces me to be here in the present moment. And then I could look more objectively at the thing that it is. Other things I could do is to help to release that anger, sometimes in the moment or shortly thereafter. For me, yelling, screaming, right? Whether it's into a pillow or outside. I used to be, as I said, I didn't take physical abuse out on other people, but I did with myself. I beat myself up physically, along with mentally and verbally and all of those things as well. But just screaming, moving, a workout at times, going for a run, those things all help me deal with my anger. But what about before the peak of anger? When I start to feel myself getting frustrated and the anger start to build, what do I do, or what could you do? Maybe you already have some amazing tools, which is awesome, and maybe these will be confirmation of some of those, or they might be new ones for you. Breath work for me is always a go-to in that moment, because it stops me from ruminating on that thing and forces me to think about my breath, be in the present moment, so then I can look more objectively at it. I can try to back out of it And the sense of, like, I'm looking at it from a third person's perspective, like, oh, what's going on here? What's happening? Let's review this. Let's be more of that scientist, right? Try to take that step back. Even though it might be happening to me, myself, and I can take that step back and look at it more objectively. It's tricky, right? The breath work before definitely helps with doing that. One of the other ways that I do or help myself as I start to feel that anger build up and frustration is I go, why? I ask myself, why do I feel this way? What's causing me to feel upset? Oh, this situation's not happening the way I want it to happen, or this person said this, or whatever. If I can identify it, you go, okay, here's why. Here's what's going on. Then I could ask, well, how do we resolve it? And then I really try to, how do we resolve it? You know, how do we respond with love, with light, whether it's towards me or someone else? How can I respond with love? Now, it's not always easy. Heck, a lot of the time it's not easy. But it's been a huge help when I can say, hey, all right, what's going on specifically? And then what is a response that's with love? How can I respond with love? And a lot of the time when I start to feel frustrated or angry, I just back off. I back off from the thing and remove myself from that situation or just let it blow over and not do anything. Because a lot of the time, it doesn't need a response. It doesn't need me to invest any more time or energy into it. Because if I do, then it can become an energy vampire and constantly or continually drain me. Now, the last thing I'll share is the one thing that has really helped me with my anger is learning to love me, to offer myself some grace and acceptance, and to work at just grounding myself. And what I mean by that, not just physically grounding, but meditating, calming my mind and body, starting to look more objectively at things in life before they start to really grow and get out of control. Doesn't always happen, right? But I'm a lot better than what I used to be and how I used to be. So by meditating, by focusing on being in the present moment, the growth, responding with love, that has helped me calm my anger down. But I get it. We're human. We're going to get angry at times. Things are going to frustrate us. But how can we deal with it? And one of the best questions I've learned to ask myself is, what would the Dalai Lama do? What would the Dalai Lama do? Or whoever you want, whoever you might look up to, someone you respect. What would they do? What would so and so do? And let that help guide you. Because that has helped me when I'm like, I don't know. I ask myself that question, what would the Dalai Lama do? And then I try to do what I think they would do. All right, that's all I got for today. Hey, it's going to be okay. Life happens, anger happens, sadness happens. They're emotions, it's part of this human experience. Let's embrace them. But let's not live in any of them too long. So that may be happiness and joy. Let's live in those. But we know we're going to come out of it at times. So give yourself some love, some grace, and let's keep going one step at a time. All right. I appreciate you. I love you. Keep shining bright. And until next time, I will catch you later.